Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 30 and a half weeks since we found out that Josie had rectal cancer, and I am still asking myself, what do I know? I know that Josie has had some doctor's appointments this week. It is an appointment with Cleveland Clinic on Monday, and then on Tuesday with an oncologist at the University of Cincinnati, and then the Cincinnati Cancer Advisors Council. And as she is navigating this part of her journey, it's information that is being gathered. Next week she'll go to Memorial Sloan Kettering and meet with some doctors there. She has had what they've called, some doctors have called, a near perfect response, and so they are meeting with her about the potential for surgery. And you know, she has a very big surgery, and what they would need to do with that. Or is it a monitoring of her currently and then waiting and testing in increments of first 2 months and then every 3 months? You would still do that even with surgery, but it would be more intensive monitoring now without. And as I looked at Josie and heard her tell me about these different doctor's appointments, I just wondered what it was that I saw that was different. And what it was is, on Tuesday she met with a doctor called named Dr. Binga. And I don't know if you remember that particular name, but at the very beginning of Josie's journey, she met with him and he prayed with her. He brought in someone, a nurse, and together they prayed, and he prayed for Josie as a child of God and for her healing. It was beautiful. And he asked her at that point, do you have a team, a prayer team? Because that is what you will need. And I remember Josie saying, I do have a prayer team. And so as we've traveled together throughout this journey, it's only fitting that though she did her chemo and radiation at Christ Hospital, that she go back to the University of Cincinnati and meet with Dr. Binga again. She was getting his insight and wisdom. It was almost like a closing of the, you know, the loop. And when she met with him, he had read everything. Every note that a doctor had written, every detail, every bit of data, and he talked to her about that. But what was different is he talked to her about her healing, and they prayed together, and he said this. He offered her so much hope. He called it a perfect response. He said that God has healed you. And he said, as they prayed, by God's grace, you are healed. I am healed. You say those words with me now. And he had Josie say, by God's grace, I am healed. And he offered her the hope that God offers us in every situation. The hope that is offered is what is our shield, what is our strength. And it was different. All the data was still there, and his skill as a medical doctor was still there. But when he layered that with God's almighty power, it was superpower. It was taking that information, and underneath that was the foundation that you need to rise up in any moment that you need the strength to stand upon, that it's not the shifting sand, but that God is there with you. I remember the day that Josie was going to see Dr. Binga. I was talking and then praying with my my sister Carol. And our prayer was that in that day, in that moment, that Josie receive her portion, that she receive what God has for her that day, clearly, without obstacles, without anyone getting in the midst of that, that she be able to arrive in that location and see that God has for her. That was our prayer. And it was so clearly revealed that here was God's message to her. Here it was. Here was this man he was using to deliver it. But it was powerful. It was real. And it was a gift given. I think if you think about the ordinary moments, you can see when they become extraordinary. When they become extraordinary moments, it's when God is present, has been invited in, has touched that moment and taken it to a new level. I want to read to you, where is it here? The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he enables me to go on to new heights. And that's, however you guys say it, Habakkuk, that's 3:17-19 in the Bible. A ordinary moment filled with information becomes an extraordinary moment when God is invited in and you received the gifts you are given. When you receive something that takes you to new heights. And that is exactly what happened. That was exactly how Josie was lifted. I am confident that God, that we see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I have read those words. I believe that we see that. And in Dr. Binga, he is there. He is medically schooled, but he is wholly touched. And together, the combination was more than informing. It was understanding. It was helping. It was lifting. I lift up my eyes to the hills, and where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That's Psalm 121, 1 and 2. I am also very much right now thinking of my beloved Aunt Jerry, our matriarch, our family, are missing her as she has left this earth. But I also know that it is also written that on my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night because you are my help. That's Psalm 63, 6 and 7. I know that my Aunt Jerry is with God. I know that God has offered a promise to each of us, a promise kept. And I know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I know that that is written. I know that it is true. I see it and am testifying to it always. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. That's 1 Corinthians 15:10. Aunt Jerry was always filled with God's grace and love. She made an ordinary moment extraordinary. Dr. Binga is filled with God's grace and love. He makes a regular appointment into an appointment with God. today as we navigate through journeys in life and in death. I think about Josie and her hope and healing. I think about Aunt Jerry and her ascension to be with our Lord and Savior. And I know that God is real. And I know that everything that God has for you is yours for the taking. You but ask Jesus into your heart, your life will never be the same. And you are not alone. You will receive the comfort from the God of all comforts. Let us pray together today. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Your almighty glory and power is so evident in each day, in every way. When we ask for our portion, you give it. You give it to us, to what we need for this moment, this day. And we praise you. We give you all the glory. And it's the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.